AI is unfolding the mysteries of proteins. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. No, I'm not talking keto diets here, more like the spike protein of the coronavirus. Understanding proteins is super important in studying diseases and developing drugs and vaccines. So there's a lot of excitement about the AlphaFold public database built by DeepMind with the European Molecular Biology Laboratory. Researchers have now used machine learning to map more than 200 million protein structures from all kinds of organisms. Matthew Higgins is a professor of molecular parasitology at the University of Oxford. He studies malaria parasites for a potential vaccine and says the database has sped up that work.
So machine learning starts with all of the protein structures which are already known, and then it learns from those protein structures. It looks at how protein molecules fold up to predict how proteins that we don't know at their structure, how they fold too. And this is really helpful. There are two main methods by which we could work out the structure of a protein. And one of these is called the electron microscopy method. It might give us quite a fuzzy view. And yet we can take the predicted structure from a machine learning approach and dock it into that fuzzy view, see how well those two fit together. And that can allow us to generate a much sharper, much more detailed map.
How did this machine learning protein database help you in your work on the malaria parasite molecule?
Yeah, absolutely. We've been working on a particular molecule for a number of years, and we find it really hard to work out the structure. The postdoctoral researcher in my lab was really banging her head against the wall trying to work out how to do this. And then the AlphaFold database came along, and suddenly she could see a great match between the detailed AlphaFold model and the fuzzy view that we were getting from our experimental information. And she could put them together, and she could understand straight away how this molecule worked and its structure and its architecture. So it really helped us accelerate that project and move straight on to the next phase of the project, which is to test their ability as vaccines in a kind of preclinical assay. And I know from colleagues around the world that AlphaFold is really helping them to push forwards really quickly projects like this to make sure that they can move on to the next stage, which is to test things as vaccines or to design drugs.
So this AlphaFold database is also open to the public. I mean, what's the significance of that, especially for researchers like yourself?
So it's valuable for the sort of work that we do, but it's also particularly valuable for people who are doing large-scale comparative studies. Let's say you want to target a particular molecule from a bacteria with a drug, and the human body has a similar looking molecule. You can see how similar it is and in which ways it's similar or different by comparing these models. And that will allow you to work out, for example, how you would change your drug molecule so it doesn't bind to the human enzyme, it only binds to the bacterial enzyme, reducing the chances of off-target effects from your drug molecules.
And would you expect this database to sort of usher in kind of an era of accelerated advancements in the broader biotech sector?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, biotech companies for many years or decades have been using structural information in order to design drug molecules. I mean, the other thing that is a huge strength of these deep learning approaches is actually to create proteins totally from scratch. So, for example, you could design an enzyme which degrades plastic or which gets rid of a waste product using the AlphaFold models and the protein predictions.
Matthew Higgins at the University of Oxford. And now for some related links. MIT Technology Review has been covering the AlphaFold database and the recent update that added hundreds of millions of protein structures from plants, animals, bacteria, and other organisms. Matthew Higgins said searching the database is basically like doing a Google search. We've linked to the database at marketplacetech.org if you want to dive into that. And I should note the AI company that developed it, DeepMind, is a subsidiary of Google's parent company, Alphabet. AlphaFold isn't the only machine learning program that's being used to predict these protein structures. Scientists at the University of Washington created their own tool called RosettaFold, which they say can predict a protein structure in as little as 10 minutes on a single gaming computer. You might notice the fold theme in the naming here. That's because the chain of amino acids that make up proteins folds, sometimes sort of like a slinky, giving proteins their structure. And I mentioned earlier a protein we all know and really don't love, the spike protein of the coronavirus. We've linked to some research in a working paper from UC San Francisco, which used the AlphaFold database to study how COVID works and how to design new drugs to fight it. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.